Welcome to Cakes, Yais, Thesis Thursdays. Today I have Chelsea Mendoza. How's it going, Chelsea?
It's going well.
You're outstanding. You've been working on some new research. I think previously you discussed your space grant internship with Dr. Fabiano Smith.
Yes, I was doing some bilingual phonology lab work with them, but now I'd like to talk about my Project Harvest work. I will be a senior next semester, and I will be getting a Bachelor's of Science in Environmental Science with a minor in Spanish. And then I hope to potentially pursue a law degree or some form of environmental policy.
It's super exciting. So let's talk about the research that you've been doing with Project Harvest.
Yeah, so my work is validating the arsenic water quality test. It's called the HAWQ Low Range Test Kit. And that's just seeing if a suitable screening tool, because it is low cost and could be accessible for community members to use to see if their harvested rainwater has any arsenic in it. The test kit can be done in home, on the field, wherever, essentially. You just have these paper test strips, and then you insert that into a reaction bottle, add the water that you would be testing, and then it comes with two packets of sulfamic acid and zinc. It's very portable. It could be taken out on the field if you have a private well, or in our case, the harvested rainwater barrels. I was actually running the test kit with samples that were sent in by participants, inserting the paper test strip, adding the reaction reagents, and then seeing if the result that was produced on the test strip matched the same color as the amount of arsenic indicated in ICP-MS laboratory results. So essentially, there's a color chart that indicates the level of arsenic in the water. And so the test strip would give me a color reading. I would compare that, and then later on, pull up my Excel sheet and see if that matched with the laboratory results to verify if the results were correct. 94.76% of the results did match the laboratory results, which is really exciting because it means that there's potentially a low-cost, portable, readily accessible tool for screening water.
What are you most excited about to get done in this last year of your undergraduate career?
I'm really looking forward to my honors thesis, and I was lucky enough to secure Dr. Ramirez as my advisor for that, and to continue my work with water and just screening tools. I would really love to look into ways to remediate any arsenic or contaminants that are found in the water sources. So I was looking into a two-bucket unit system that has been used widely in Bangladesh, where they experienced one of the worst mass poisonings in history with arsenic in their well water. So I would love to test if this unit is a great way to remove arsenic from water and see if that's applicable to anyone in Arizona.
I'm so excited for you to go into the environmental policy realm.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Do you enjoy lab work?
I really do. I think it was a calming way for me to transition from schoolwork and classes to just going in the lab and sitting with the samples for 40 minutes at a time. It was just a really nice way to get away from the world and the craziness that is the college experience for a little while.
Were you listening to any music?
I largely was not because I easily get distracted. I love listening to music when I'm either working out or more frequently just hanging out in my room. I love Billie Eilish, but also I've most recently got into The Weeknd and Post Malone. I have a wide variety of music ranges, but those are the artists that I'm listening to currently.
Any last shout outs? Anything you want to say?
Yes. Hi to my mom and also hi to all my friends in Tucson.
Thanks so much, Chelsea. Great work.
Thank you.